here today, Mr. Cecil Good, one of the senior citizens and a historical of the past who have volunteered to speak for me today and telling our class about some of the things he thinks have occurred or changed in this community, which has taken place over a couple of decades. Cecil is employed at St. Mary Hospital in Saginaw and have lived in Saginaw or in the Tri-City area for over 40 years. So he has a fairly good idea about some of the changes which have occurred in the Tri-City, and it's mainly in Saginaw. First, I would start off by asking Cecil some questions, and then he would volunteer and give us a rundown on some answers and things he thinks the class would be interested in. To start off with, Cecil, I would like to know what you really think mostly is the change in our community, and number one, the living condition, number two, job. With jobs, Cecil, I'd like to know if you think there are really equal opportunity in jobs, mainly for the blacks, and if it have changed since earlier when you was coming up, you know, and went through this. Also, I'd like to know about the working condition, too, along with this. And that'll help out, you know, really get a start.
Well, your living conditions is much different from what it used to be. You used to go out and have all the fun you want, night or day. And you could stay out on your porch, sleep on your yard. You didn't have to be afraid of someone knocking you in the head or robbing you. And this could go on and on. Even the little children could go out. You didn't have to have any fear. But now, you've got to live in fear. In your house, in your home, in your car. And I think that there has been a tremendous change. Because now, you're afraid to ride down the street in your car. Or go to sleep without locking your doors. You gotta bolt your windows down. So, I would say there has been a big change. Well, yes, there's a change in jobs. You can get jobs somewhat easier now than what you could back in those days. You used to be, you'd walk into a place and maybe you got a job, maybe you didn't. The guy like you looks, he'd give you a job. If you didn't, you didn't get it. And they would tell you, well, we're all filled up. And the white man walking behind you, he goes to work. He got himself a job. Now that is what I call discrimination. And today, it's not a hell of a lot different. If they can give you the brush, they will. But however, there is a law now that kind of helps us out a little bit. That we can get a fairly decent job if you got a good education. But they always ask for that education because they know the average black man do not have. So this is a smart way that they've got of turning him down. So they'll pass you through some identifications that maybe you don't have. You don't get the job. Anything to get shadow of you, they don't have to hide you. But still, there is a lot of places that will give you jobs, but you don't have to go through this routine. But
Okay, Cecil. How about the city? Do you think there's much changes in the city? I mean, the way it looks or the economy size of the city, you know, whether more, you know, like they used to have trains coming in the city and now they discontinued that. And also the city buses they used to have, they discontinued that. And you know how the city is right now, they putting so many buildings and houses and all this stuff is just being crowded up, seem like in just one little place. And I want to know if you think, was it like this before, you know, a couple of decades ago, was it different? Or do you think it's better like this, or for the worse, or what's your opinion about this?
Well, I really can't say that it's better, I can't say that it's worse, but there has been a change in the city, in your buildings, in your people, and
namely,
I would say we have done some building here, we've torn down some of the old buildings.
You think it's better now since it's some of the old buildings, or is it a little worse, or how? Do you think it's improved our community or not?
Well, I think it has improved some.
But is there any special site, you know, downtown Saginaw, Basin, or Midland that you could, you know, compare?
Well, you got your bypass going through. That made quite a bit of difference. And
you mean with that
so
expressway, they got the new expressway coming in?
Yes.
To Saginaw going on to this?
Yes.
And you think this improved Saginaw, make it look better by tearing down some of the old houses and stuff and putting in so...
Oh yes, it makes it look better, and plus they got your downtown new shopping center down there, that makes it look better.
Yeah. That's in Saginaw.
That's in Saginaw.
Right.
And, but I think that I really would prefer the old way on those terms, because you didn't have all this hassle. You could go as you wished, and you didn't have to be crowded and pushed in all this. But on the other hand, it makes a difference because there wasn't as much money floating as it is today. You got more money floating, and you got more crimes going on. So for those reasons, I would prefer it always, because at least you could live in peace and harmony. Friends and so on. But today you has no friends, you has no peace. Your mind is constantly in an uproar. You don't know which way to go to feel halfway safe. So that reason I don't like the new day that they got going.
Oh well, yes, please. I kinda see what you mean. I was thinking, how do you feel about this here, our political party, you know, and, you know, things happening inside of it, especially with this Watergate, you know, stuff going on now. What's your feeling?
Well, I think it's all a lot of malarkey. I don't think that there's all that shortage. One thing, above all, I do think that Nixon is just a crook.
Oh, really, huh?
Yeah, I think he's just a bigger crook than anybody else. He's up there hogging the money. Somebody's making some money on this Watergate deal. And I don't know who it is, but I sure as hell ain't making none.
Oh.
So. But I wanted you to take the politics while it's all crooked. One wants to kill the other one out, and the other one wants to starve him out, so you got crooks on both sides, the Democrats and the Republicans.
Do you think it's better for them to bring this openly into the public so the public can know what's going on?
Oh yes, I do. I think that every taxpayer should know what his dollar is doing, where is it going. And I think that this is a good thing for it to be brought out in the open. Although it isn't something new that has went on when it comes to politicians, because they always have made these crooks and turns, but that was always a hush-hush.
Okay, now, They also got right now mixing that out about this energy crisis. Now, what's your feeling behind this here?
Well, I do not think that this is no shortage in anything. I think they're sitting back, getting the prices up to where they want them. Then all of a sudden, you're going to get everything you need, all you need. And I do not think that there is a shortage. They ask you to conserve on your light and your gas. While you drive down through Saginaw there, and you see that they got their Christmas lights going. Well, if they can have their lights going, why can't the people in their homes with little children who love Christmas, who love Christmas trees, and they cannot get to see a nice, beautiful Christmas tree lit up? I don't think that this is right. And I feel that if they can use those lights downtown, why can't we use them in our homes for our families?
Okay, Cecil. How about in our law enforcement around here nowadays? Do you think the law is a lot different than what it used to be? That maybe earlier was a lot better and they enforced law more? What are some of the great changes in this here?
Well, you take your law, you, in a way, you have a good law if they would enforce it. But law isn't worth a damn if you don't enforce it. And in the olden days, well, if you broke the law and the police come to arrest you, it has been a lot of cases where even if you didn't resist the law, they would still manhandle you. But today is different. Now, as long as you had broke that law, you just step out of line just a wee bit and they was ready to hit you upside the head.
Oh, really?
And they would. And back in that time, you just did not talk back to the policemen if they didn't want to hit you.
Well, that's brutality there. A lot of sewer going on, isn't it?
That's brutality. That's police brutality. Now, and I think really it made people somewhat more stuck up saying things and breaking the law as they do today. It makes it different.
That's what you think we need around here today?
No, you don't need police brutality.
Oh.
But what you do need is give you the minimum fine, what the law requires, instead of letting the people out on bond. When you done a crime before, well, if you went down there, you would pay the full penalty. Well, I think that part should remain. But today, you can commit a crime, go down there and get a few dollars, and you get out. It doesn't matter about what you have done. In fact, today you can get more time for stealing a case of pop than you will for killing a man.
Really?
And this is wrong, I think. And if you would take away the police brutality, I think the law should go back to where it was in those days. And I think the people would stop and think before they would snuff out a life or shoot a person for practically no reasons at all. And you know, as you already know, there's been more killing done here than there has in most large cities. In fact, I think Saginaw has been as high as the second crime rate city in the United States. So, and that's all due to not enforcing the law. A lot of money floating around, plus your dope floating around. And this actually just makes people just don't care, because they figure, well, whatever I do, I'm not going to get any time for it anyway. Sure. And it's nothing to were to knock you in the head, take your money, kill you, or what have you. If they come out of here now and rob you, they won't let you go. They'd rather see blood than walk away. They'd rather kill you first. So this seems like it's a fun game to the people nowadays, because the law is not enforced. I know that some people maybe they do need a man having gone to them. Some of them is really out of reason. Mm-hmm. But you cannot reason. The reason why I am saying this is because I work in security myself. And I know the trouble that the policemen go through with. But because I go through with a lot of it. And I feel that if they just enforce the law, I think we would have a much more cleaner and better city, much more safer. Because if you have a family, you want to feel pretty much sure that if you leave your home, you'll come back and find your family the way you left them. But today you cannot figure out that too much. And if you have a little daughter, well, if she wants to go over to her neighbors to play, she are not very safe today to do so. And you want her protected. But when she leaves the house, you don't know whether she's going to come back safe or not, or whether she's going to come back raped or not. And I think that this is bad. I believe that they would go back to the old days, take off the police brutality. I think it would be a much better city.
Okay, Cecil. Well, is there anything else that you could think of? That's something that happened way back in the past, nowadays, that you wanted to share with us?
Well, I can't really say that there is.
Well, I want to thank you so very much for you volunteering to help me and to speak for me to our class, you know. And I really appreciate that. And I'm sure our class do too.
Well, it's been a pleasure to help you out in a way that I possibly can. And I do hope that this will do some good towards all of our citizens.
Okay, then. Thank you very much.